Study the Bible with Dr. Fred Whitman.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His Word. Hearken to the voice of God unto thee. Is there anything to hide for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His Word. For everything, oh, everything, yes, everything is possible.
The Happy Heralds believe the pressing need of the hour is personal Bible study. The Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, wrote, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." To assist you in this important task, to study the Bible, Dr. Whitman opens and explains the sacred pages over the Internet for your convenience and benefit. Why not get your Bible and pencil and paper and be ready to follow in the study? If you click on Study the Bible Notes on our webpage, you will be able to follow Dr. Whitman as he proceeds. You may also download these notes for future reference. After a musical selection, we'll hear from Dr. Whitman. In the meantime, we would appreciate your help. Will you please pick up your telephone and dial the number of a relative or friend and ask them to log on to this program at www.happyheralds.org and click on Study the Bible for inspiring, relevant, and beneficial study in God's precious Word. Now, our hymn selection for today.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, "Draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Oh, my Savior, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Oh, my Savior, fill it up and make me whole. leave thirstings that won't pass away. My blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. No more, fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
We thank you for your email letters. Friends, if we can be of spiritual help to you, or you would like one of our free CDs, our address is info@happyheralds.org. That's info@happyheralds.org. I trust you have your Bible ready with pencil and paper to take a few notes. Now here's our Bible teacher, your friend and my dad, Dr. Fred Whitman.
Thank you, Andrew, and welcome, friend, to study the Bible. It is a real joy to me to be God's chosen vessel to assist you to study the Bible. If this broadcast is a blessing and a benefit to you, I would appreciate two things. One, for you to help make known this broadcast by telling others and by notifying your friends by email. Secondly, I would appreciate hearing from you. Please use the email address that Andrew will give you in the closing announcement. We are happy you logged on just now. We trust you will be richly blessed as you listen, and you will make it a priority of yours to log on to these broadcasts on a regular basis. We are happy you logged on just now. We trust you will be richly blessed as you listen, and make it a priority of yours to log on to these broadcasts on a regular basis.
Now, if you will, please turn in your Bible to 2nd Epistle of Peter, chapter 1. 2nd Epistle of the Apostle Peter, chapter 1. If you have your Bible, we'd like you to turn to it. Perhaps, however, you're busy and not able to stop and follow in the reading of the Scriptures. Well, then, you just listen. We're glad to have you listen in. But if it's at all possible for you to stop, turn in your Bible with me. To look up these passages, you'll receive a better benefit. Your Bible becomes my visual aid, and that makes me able to communicate to you better, because you have a visual aid there, turning in your Bible to the Scriptures. And then if you have pencil and paper and you can take some notes, it'll be so helpful, and you'll be able to retain that much more. Now, we have been studying together faith. What is faith? And we gave the general coined phrase and definition from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. But what does that really mean? And we've set aside answering that question until we can discuss, first, the importance of faith, and then the involvement of faith. We said that Roman numeral 1, the importance of faith, or why is faith so important, gave us three reasons. One, it is necessary to rejoice God's heart, because without faith it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Second, number 2, Arabic 2, faith is necessary to receive all the spiritual blessings of God. Salvation, capital A, salvation first. We gave two references, Ephesians 2:8 and John 3:16. And then, capital B, all the other blessings of the New Testament. And under that, we talked about A, the centurion, whose servant was sick of the palsy near death. because of his faith in the Lord Jesus and his authority in word, to speak just the word and his servant would be healed, it was so. Then B, small b, the Canaanite woman whose daughter was demon-possessed, bound by the demons, in Matthew 15:28. And then we cited blind Bartimaeus in Mark 10:52. These three individuals all showed us how necessary it was, first, to exercise faith for salvation, and then the other spiritual blessings follow. And then we noticed also how necessary it is to exercise faith in order to receive all New Testament virtues. Roman numeral 1, the importance of faith. Arabic 1, necessary to rejoice God's heart. Arabic 2, necessary to receive all the spiritual blessings of God. Arabic 3, necessary to receive all New Testament virtues. A, capital A, in fact, faith is the first virtue, 2 Peter 1:5. 2 Peter 1:5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Now go back to 2 Peter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God. And then he goes on to say, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity or love. Faith is not only the first virtue, but the basis of all received virtues of the New Testament. And then, capital C, faith is the basic truth of the New Testament. In order to understand the entire New Testament, which is in effect since the death of our Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection, in order to understand the meaning of the gospel, in order to understand what God wants to impart, the basic truth of the New Testament is faith. That's why we're studying faith first. Now, Roman numeral 2, the involvement of faith. How can faith be exercised? And the last time we were together, we stated Arabic 1, faith involves the whole personality. Roman numeral 2, the involvement of faith. How can faith be exercised? And Arabic 1, faith involves the whole personality. Every personality has five characteristics. There are five characteristics of a personality. Now let me just briefly name them, and then we'll take each one at a time. The first personality characteristic is self-consciousness, sensibility. And three of these five characteristics relate to the mind. Man is a tripartite being. God made man in the image and likeness of God, and God is a trinity, three personalities in one. And man has three parts to his personality. He has the soul, one part of a personality, the mind. He has a body, and he has a spirit. And there are five different aspects, five different characteristics that make up a personality. The first is self-consciousness, sensibility, recognition of being an individual. Both conscious and the subconscious mind comes under this. Then there is the intellect. Then the will. Man is a self-willed individual, self-willed. And then a moral nature, and then emotion. Five characteristics of a personality. Now we said that the self-consciousness aspect of the personality has to do with a conscious mind and the subconscious mind, that which we consciously think and that which deals with our subconscious. Then we talked about the intellect, and that has to do with the ability to accumulate knowledge. And it also deals with discernment. Then the will has to do with making decisions. Then the moral nature has to do with the conscience, the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. The moral nature has to be cultivated. has to be exercised and has to be educated. Then there is the emotional aspect of a personality, the heart with the affections. Capital B, all five parts of a personality are utilized in faith. How can faith be exercised? We must utilize all five parts of our personality, all the characteristics of our personality. The total personality is involved. Your total personality, my total personality, must be utilized in order to exercise faith, the kind of faith that we're talking about in the Bible, the biblical faith. We're not talking of mere mental assent or mental agreement with an historical fact. We're not talking about that kind of faith. We're talking about biblical faith, the kind of faith that God requires in the Word of God. And we see that all five parts of a personality are utilized in faith. Now let's examine each one of these various parts or aspects of a personality which is utilized in exercising faith. A, small a, self-consciousness. Self-consciousness. How does the self-consciousness aspect of personality relate to faith? There must be a recognition of a need. You must recognize a need. I must recognize a need. Everyone who is to exercise faith must recognize a need. You have to have some reason for the individual in whom you place faith to warrant that faith. There must be some innate need within you in order to put faith in a person. So we must recognize a need. And you see, when we talked a day or two ago about the centurion of Capernaum, the Canaanite woman, and blind Bartimaeus, in each instance, in Matthew 8:10, the centurion of Capernaum recognized a need for the Lord Jesus Christ. It was, of course, his servant that had that need, but he was conscious of that need and recognized it. Self-consciousness. He recognized that he had become adversely affected by the palsy sickness of his servant. And he went to the Lord Jesus, recognizing that need, and exercised his faith. The Canaanite woman recognized the need of the Lord Jesus to free her daughter from demon possession, being bound by those demons. And the blind man who begged at the wayside of the road going into Jericho outside the city, Bartimaeus, recognized his own need of seeing and recognized his need of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ being the great physician, the divine healer, who could make him to see again, restore his sight. And so he spoke out and cried as a result of the need he recognized. Faith is motivated by a need. And until you can see that need, you will not exercise faith. It is of primary importance that you and I recognize our need before God. Our need of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. Our need because of our sin. Our need because of our inadequacy to do anything to better ourselves. Our need because we are lost and heading for a lost eternity. A desperate destruction for all eternity, and that in the particular place, the lake of fire. We must recognize that before we will ever do anything about it. We must recognize that we have a debt to pay to God. We cannot pay it ourselves, but Jesus Christ
can and did.
We must recognize our need for him to pay it before we will exercise faith. Now, small a was self-consciousness. Small b is intellect. Knowledge is necessary. Romans 10:13-17. And as we closed yesterday, we were reading these verses of Scripture in anticipation of getting involved in the intellect aspect of the personality. Romans 10:13-17. Romans 10:13. And we said that the Apostle Paul, in his quoting here, in his Roman epistle, in chapter 10, verse 13, is quoting the prophet Joel, of the Old Testament, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed or exercised faith? And how shall they believe or exercise faith in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach, except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report, or who hath exercised faith in our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In having to do with the intellect part of our personality, knowledge is necessary, absolutely necessary. There must be knowledge. Not only must we, from our self-consciousness, recognize our need, but we must know the source of help. That's where knowledge comes in. We must know the source of help. How can we turn to someone for help if we do not know the source of help? How can we find the source of help? By the word of God. God made us, not we ourselves. It is He that hath made us. He knows our need. He knows your need. He knows my need. And His word is written in order that we can see that He knows our need, and in order that we might recognize our very own need. Sometimes our motives are rather clouded and dim. We cannot understand why we do some things that we do. Why have I done that? Or what have I done? No doubt you've asked sometime in your life. I have many times. Sometimes I don't understand why I act the way I do. But God's word begins to reveal the true nature of this beast, this human being. And then I begin to realize why I act the way I do. The word of God is necessary to provide a knowledge of the source of help. Not only must we know the source of help, we must have evidence. Faith rests upon the very best evidence. The word of God. No better evidence than the word of God. I want you to notice, under B, capital B, all five parts of a personality are utilized in faith. Small a, self-consciousness. Small b, intellect. Knowledge is necessary. Romans 10:13-17. One in parenthesis, we must know the source of help. Two in parenthesis, we must have evidence. Faith rests upon the best evidence, the word of God. Small a in parenthesis, its author, God. It is inspired of God. The word of God is the inspired book, which God, the Holy Spirit, has guided men to write. He is the authentic author of the book. The Bible, the Word of God, is an authentic record of all that God intended for man to know. When we say we believe in verbal plenary inspiration of the Bible, that's quite a statement. A confusing phrase for many people, but it's very simple. Plenary means that the Scripture is full, it's complete, it's entire, that the whole Bible is equally inspired, every part of it is equally inspired. Verbal means every word, every individual word, every word of the Bible in the original languages, on the original manuscripts, was inspired of God by the Holy Spirit. The exact words that the Holy Spirit intended to be written were written in the style of the writers, so that all the words that God intended for man to receive are included in the original manuscripts, and every part of the Bible is equally and entirely inspired and without error. What better evidence could we have than the authentic record authored by the Holy Spirit of God? God's Word, the Bible. Now, your Bible, my Bible, is an English translation from those copies of those manuscripts. But we have men who have taken great pains
to be accurate.
We are grateful for the Word of God that's been handed down through the centuries in order that we can have a copy of God's Word in our own language. I trust that you appreciate the fact that you have a copy of the Word of God, and that it is the very best evidence upon which we can rest our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because it tells us of Him. If you have not yet put your faith and trust in Him, I trust that you'll do so today, that you'll take what has been said and act upon it, and commit to Jesus Christ your life, and thank Him for dying and rising again for you. Don't put it off. Receive Him as your Savior today. And if you have received Him, rejoice in the fact that you know Him and that you have a copy of His
precious Word. If you would like to take the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior right now and would like assistance to do so, please go to our homepage and click on Knowing the Savior broadcast. Then write to our email address and tell us of your momentous decision and your newfound joy.
There's a Savior who stands at the door of your heart. He is longing to enter. Why let Him depart? He has patiently called you so often before, but you must open the door. You must open the door. You must open the door. When Jesus comes in, He will save you from sin, but you must open the door. He is loving and kind, full of infinite grace. In your heart, in your life, will you give Him first place? He is waiting to bless you, your soul to redeem. But you must open the door. You must open the door. You must open the door. When Jesus comes in, He will save you from sin, but you must open the door.
We have been listening to Study the Bible with Dr. Fred Whitman, brought to you by Happy Heralds, Incorporated. We invite you to log on again when Dr. Whitman opens God's Word and leads us again to study the Bible. We trust and pray that you have been richly blessed, and we encourage you to ask others to log on in order that they too may be blessed. We also ask you to uphold us in prayer as we endeavor to spread God's Word. If you care to write Dr. Whitman or request further information and free, true to the Word, evangelistic and discipleship materials and a CD which includes this broadcast, our email address is info@happyheralds.org. That's info@happyheralds.org. Thank you for being with us today. Be sure to log on again for additional helpful broadcasts. And remember to use that email address. We'd love to hear from you today. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Andrew David Whitman bidding you goodbye, and may the one true God richly bless you with mercy and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Goodbye, our God is watching over you. Goodbye, His mercy goes before you. Goodbye. Praying for